The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Denver, the voice of the people. News Talk 710. He ruffles the feathers and rides in the leathers. Peter Boyles on 710 KNUS.
Morning, everybody. In an all motorcycle morning, Tuesday, the fourth morning of May, 2021, 710 KNUS, thank you for being here. Had Joel Gilbert on earlier, running open lines. The 710 KNUS Weather Center weather. Cooler and maybe afternoon rain, but it's overcast out there this morning. 58 will be the high, 38 tonight, and tomorrow 60, much the same. But it'll break out in the middle of the week, then it gets rainy again because of motorcycling. Two things show up this morning. And has anybody in the audience done the run to the wall? I know lots of guys who have ridden. I don't know if they're up listening to the radio show or not, but now it's called the Run to the Wall. It's been going on for about 30 years. And many motorcyclists, principally Harley-Davidson riders, go to Washington, D.C. And it's called, it used to be called Rolling Thunder. Then it was Rolling to Remember. And Rolling Thunder had all these different tags to it. And now the tag that they've given to it, Rolling to Remember, the motorcycle ride, is held every Memorial Day and honors POW MIAs. So the event's been going on a long time, and I know plenty of people that have made to ride. I've never made to ride. Joe Biden cancels it. In past years, the Rolling to Remember motorcycle ride, formerly known as, I'll just read the press release, Rolling Thunder, had used the Pentagon parking as a pre-ride staging area to line up for the ride from the Department of Defense to the war memorials on the National Mall. Not so fast. The Biden administration is making, I think, a terrible mistake. And I'm reading this last night and talking to some of my outlaw friends about it. Do you really think, does anybody, I mean, knowing motorcyclists as I think I do, does anybody really think that this is going to stop these people? I mean, I just, and it goes back to this thing with the fireworks display. It is amazing, but I ask you why. Why do you think that the Biden people have done this? And, again, we have learned this many, many times, many ways in history. Tell somebody they can't. Just tell somebody they can't, especially these guys. And, you know, we look at this culture, cancel culture war. We had Joel Gilbert on this morning. We were talking about all of these things. This is an annual tradition. And do you, I mean, I personally believe just from, this is only belief, I have not anybody say it to me. Do you think there'll be a peaceful protest by motorcyclists? Yes. Do you think that the Biden people will send out the NGs to stop them, claiming they're insurgents? Biker Lives Matter. That's good. I wish I'd have come up with that one. Biker Lives Matter. I look at this stuff and I think, which wizard in the Biden administration comes up with this? What doesn't Joe want? Or what doesn't Kamala want? Or what doesn't Pelosi want? Or what doesn't whoever want? And, I mean, it is just an amazing moment. Now, it won't get attention, but some of the other things won't as well. The other one is Dateline South Dakota. Now, I had lunch with a good friend of mine who is going up to South Dakota, taking her family. They're going up to take a look at all the things. And I was talking about, you know, where to go, what to do, Deadwood Sturgis, you know, Devil's Tower, the Badlands, and, of course, Rushmore and all these other places. I'm kind of a veteran of going to Sturgis. I don't know how many times, how many years we've gone. But Mount Rushmore, and the guys will say, let's go out and visit the heads. And it's sort of an inside thing, and I'm always moved by it. I mean, I've been to Mount Rushmore to see the heads, as they say, I don't know, 20 times. And it's always very moving. It's very emotional. It's very quiet. When you go there, and many of you have, there's no screwing around. I mean, guys walk out there. And so the National Park Service, again, this is under the auspices of the Bidens. They said no fireworks, no fireworks celebration at Mount Rushmore. And so you ask yourself why. And we talk about cancel culture. And, you know, the bikers coming to D.C. And this, and these are both now canceled out. Why? Why do you think that the National Park Service would stop people from celebrating? I mean, it's really what it is. The state of South Dakota, Mount Rushmore, the fireworks celebration. And my best guess is they're going to do it. I know a little bit about this governor. I like her a lot. And she could be very helpful to the Republican Party if they decide to pull this thing together. I had lunch yesterday with Randy Corcoran. We had a big two-hour lunch, sat down and talked about lots of things. And one of them was, you know, what can be done? We see moments like this. And, of course, the other story that came up this morning was the bears and these three bears, little cubs and their mom. And they killed a woman walking at night with her dogs. And you can see this scenario. Got a lot of email on it. Yeah, you're right. The dogs probably went after the bears and the bears... the bear mom's protecting her kids. Home buying season is here while Billy clears the calls. Others preparing to make a move, and you're doing one better. You're making the smart move by calling American Financing, Colorado's one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. From competitive loans to low rates to partnerships, some of Colorado's top realtors, the partnerships, these are great, and this is what you need to know. So don't put off moving because you're not sure where to buy. Instead, pick up the phone, call American. American Financing, find out what it takes to get into your dream home and introduce you to the right realtor who's going to work with your schedule. They can do it, but you got to start with them. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. These are our friends. Save you a bunch of dough and looking to a new home. They will do it all. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We've talked about them forever. We start with Jim on one. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey.
You were just asking why Joe Biden is not allowing that rally up in D.C.?
Yes.
You really have to ask that?
Well, no, go ahead.
Are you being rhetorical or you really don't know?
You take your time. Answer the question as you wish, please.
Did you go to Sturgis?
I do, sure.
What did you see most common up there?
That was a huge Trump rally.
Yeah? What do you think would be going on there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the D.C. ride.
I do know.
Just a second. Hold on. Let's just do this together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The ride to the wall that's been going on for years didn't necessarily back any political candidate. And it was just a show of respect. Now, Sturgis has never been a place for politics until recently, and it's fine with me. But it became that this year. I doubt it'll be that this year. Were you there?
Yeah.
Where'd you stay?
I actually was in a campground.
Which one?
Up in Deadwood.
Which one in Deadwood?
Whistler.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. I just sometimes people say they do things, and I'm always double-checking.
Understood. I just think that there would be a significant number of those bikers having Trump flags on it.
It may be, but that shouldn't stop it.
And I think that's exactly why they don't want to see any of that getting in the news. They don't want to have any of that. They're putting a kibosh on anything that they think. I think the same thing with fireworks as well in South Dakota. I think that these places, there would be a percentage of people coming up with Trump flags. And
well,
I South think
Dakota,
to...
I mean, South Dakota, the best speech I've ever seen Donald Trump deliver was at the Heads when he was there last summer. And he gave that, it was a remarkable speech. He should have stayed with that theme. It was great. Best speech I've ever seen a man give.
He did. Agree. Totally
and so,
agree with you on that.
But so Biden, you know, that's interesting thinking. I hadn't thought that out, that...
Do you not know what's going on that our government is now ramping up? When Biden gives a speech that says white supremacists are more of a threat than ISIS, can you not understand what he's going after? Any Trump voter is now considered a white supremacist.
Of course, the Republican Party's white supremacist.
Of course. He has now equated us with terrorists.
I understand all that, but what I'm looking at is a tradition of 30 years. And thinking back, there's probably people that would show up. You know, I've seen motorcycles flying big Trump flags on the back. That always scares me. I don't care anybody flying an American flag. I mean, because if you're riding, that's not a safe thing to do. But having said those things, sure, there's probably people would go by with a Trump flag. So what?
Have you not seen how our Justice Department is now amped up its activities against the U.S. citizens since the Biden administration? They are now going into so many people. They've just, these people up in Alaska, they treated them just like terrorists, that just because they were in Washington, D.C., from mistaken identity. I mean, this is going on. They're holding people for months from that rally and not charging them because they can. And finally, federal judges are going in, you're releasing them. We are going to a state that is not, that is beyond what this country has ever gone, to a state that will destroy people because they can, and they have the full power of the federal government behind them to do it. And even the judges are not backing down, are not protecting us.
Do you think that
we're
people
going to a place?
Do you think that people are still going to go to D.C. regardless? I do. I think. I mean, I'm not...
I agree. There will be a few when the wills of this government strangle people, which they will be, which they are doing. People are going to be so afraid to go anywhere to say anything. Their purpose. This is purposeful. They want to treat. They want anyone that is white that has had any sort of conservative views to feel like they are going to be strangled if they say step out of line.
It's interesting to watch this. I'm looking at retorts to the run to the wall that was, now it's called Rolling to Remember. Now is the correct name they've given to it. And somebody sends me one, Biker Lives Matter. The decision, right, I'm asking you, obviously it's more about politics than it is about safety.
Oh, completely. This government does nothing for safety. If they did, Peter, if they did, why would they be releasing these illegal aliens that have tested positive without not quarantining?
I agree.
Okay, so, they do nothing for the American citizen is second. State is first, power is second, party is third.
What happens next?
I don't see anything good.
How does it turn? How does it change?
We become closer to a police state than a republic. When Biden says the government is the government is the people? No, the government is not the people. Or the phrase, you recall that phrase he said on this?
Say that again.
The people are the government. I think that's what he was saying. And not understanding that the government, and his speech last week, he made this statement, and it was totally ridiculous. Like, if you're in the government, you are the people that
If the bikers go, and they will Biden and or send out the NGs to stop them, claiming they're insurgents?
Depends on how big it is.
No, I'm serious.
But I guarantee you this: they will be all tracked. And they will be surveillanced, and there will be a good portion of them that probably will be taken into custody to set an example, because they are clearly setting the guidelines.
The more I think about this, and the more I think about what you're saying, I saw this for the first time last night. You know, you really set up a lot of great questions. It's a good call. Would they mobilize the NGs to an assault?
I think their point will be they'll see how big it gets, see how much Trump supporters will be there, but I guarantee you those that show up will pay a consequence for it. To what degree, I don't know, but they've already amped up the IRS. The federal government is spying more on U.S. citizens than they are spying on foreign governments. We are now the enemy.
Where does it end? I mean, I had two hours yesterday, Randy Corporate and I. And as I, with a joke, I finally Randy bought lunch. But what are we watching? I mean, I get come back to that question. You're a great person to ask that too. The official position, the Pentagon's decision, they claim is based on COVID. I'll read you this. Based on COVID, Pentagon said they'd be willing to consider future requests, maybe as soon as Labor Day, implying that a different outcome if COVID is even under control. That's an official reason why. I'm trying to let that sink in too. That's on the wire, on the line. I don't believe it. That's just me. They don't want these guys there. And I like what you said. You made me rethink that. But if people do show up, I mean, that's a huge, huge, I mean, that's probably the biggest, I mean, as big a Sturgis gets, you know, and that's over a 10-day period. I think there's more people in one moment that show up on that run to D.C., but I don't know that. If the situation was in reverse, there's one for you. What would happen? I think we've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. So, and I don't believe Joe's in command either. I don't know if you believe that.
No. He's got less than 50% of his brain functioning.
Is this much to do about nothing, or is this about something?
You know, I just feel that they're doing things to really destroy this republic.
Yeah, I mean,
amped up. He has done more in his 100 days than Obama did in his 8 years.
But he, you know, he's an executive order character. He doesn't have any. There's nothing standing in the way for him to do executive orders. But that's for another call. I'm going to come back to this. These rallies, and again, I like what you said. I really do. That these guys, many, many, many of them, will show up with Trump flags. I think you're right. If this were, and not to anger anybody, but if this were a gay pride rally, do you think the Bidens would stop them?
No way.
Thank you.
That's his base.
Okay.
That's his base.
Right. Well, it's not his base, but...
Well, it's part of his base.
Well,
they represent more.
Yes,
more of them.
I agree.
Represent him than Trump.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
So having
BLM or Antifa, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Well, open arms.
Yeah. So if it were a gay pride rally, and they were coming on Memorial Day, what would the Biden administration do?
He wouldn't, let's put it this way, he would do nothing. He would put no announcement out there. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't condone it, but he would not stop it.
He would meet with these guys when they came, men and women when they came?
You know, I really wouldn't, I couldn't answer that because then he would be going against
Fauci. No, I understand.
Fauci
I asked the question. I mean, it's a legitimate question.
I think he would keep quiet about it and say we'll be addressing this, something like that, to just soft pedal it. But this, he's going to come at anything. And I'll just tell you this. Any of these back the blue rallies and stuff like that, they're gone. They're going to come out strong against any of these things. Mm-hmm. Anything that supports America is gone.
This is an incredibly good call. I'm making notes as I listen to you because this story's not going to go away. I got the heads up on this yesterday. The Pentagon has rejected a permit. Now it's called Rolling to Remember. It was used to be Run to the Wall, Rolling Thunder. It had all these different names. And it's held every year. It's a huge motorcycle ride. It's in D.C. every Memorial Day, and it's POW MIA. And this is the first year since it began. I think it's 30 years old. And the Pentagon, by the way, originally granted a permit to do it in March, which is weird. And that's rescinded without any explanation. And now they've released, I guess maybe they're starting to feel some heat today. But your response is interesting. Because Trump supporters will show up, so they shut that down. And you claim the same thing on South Dakota over the Rushmore fireworks.
I think, I guarantee you, Sturgis is going to be very tamping
down. Listen,
I wonder how what the numbers are going to be.
No, it'll be huge. I'm in a club, and one of the guys in the club is pretty, you know, has a say-so.
Let's just put it this way. We are going to see an amped up presence of police. An amped up presence of FBI that I think we have never seen before.
What did you see? I went to Sturgis. I got called a super spreader in some guy's column, but I went for 4 days. You know, one day riding up, one day riding home, and I was there for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as big as it has been in the past, but it wasn't that diminished. And it was, I said, I went to a motorcycle event and the Trump rally broke out. I stayed, a friend of mine has a house up there. That's usually I stay in Deadwood, but I did stay at this guy's house. And close to town. He lives close to town, close to Sturgis.
You know,
the cop presence and everything, there's always cops there. And I didn't sense anything, and I've been going to Sturgis for tons of years. I didn't see anything abnormal. I really did not. I mean, except they had these Trump, and maybe if you were there, obviously you saw them. These big Trump, like, low-boy platforms being, you know, driven around the city. And with women on it, you know, everybody's red, white, and blue and waving Trump flags. Mm-hmm. And they went up and down the streets with that. There's only, like, three streets you can go up and down, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Yeah, by the way, we need a ride. I'm trying to put a ride together. Randy and I were talking about it yesterday.
And I would love to ride with you. I love you. I love you guys. This conversation is always on the.
What do you ride? What's your bike? What do you ride?
I got a Heritage Springer.
Okay, sure. Good bike. Great bike.
For the last year they made them.
Yeah, no, they're great bikes. We were talking about riding those. Have you ridden in one of those electrics yet?
No, no, I haven't.
They'll make you brand new. They're fast. Mm. I mean, it's like.
One thing I'll also mention to you, I just wonder how they're going to handle, like, the Boy Scout rallies and all these things, too. I bet they might be shutting those down as well. And I haven't heard anything about Cheyenne.
Frontier Days? No, it's on. I'm getting lots of invitations.
Definitely. Is it on?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So that'll be interesting.
I'll tell you something. But I'm going to get Mark to put it up. I went to bull riding school thousands of years ago to try and ride bucking bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that I went to bull riding school, I'm going to get him on the radio tomorrow if he's willing to do it. And he sent a picture to Alan Stack at Stack Optical. And Alan sent it to me. And his picture, I mean, and I sent it to all the guys that are in the picture. And a guy named Jerome Robinson, who was a professional rodeo cowboy, bull rider, put this school on. And I went to it. And there's a picture. And I'm up against a fence in a snowstorm. We rode in snow. David Allen and J.R. Jerome Robinson standing right next to us. This guy's up on the bull. You know, I got on chaps, and I'm getting ready to go. And I got a, you know, cowboy hat on. I got a gruffy beard and old wire-rim glasses. And there's a bullfighter out in the picture. And this guy's up, man. And it's like, I sent it to David. He's up in Montana, retired now. We sent it to Jerome. Jerome's setting up pens for PBR. I said, what a great picture this is. So I'm going to see if Mark can put it up. And I get this guy on. You know, and it's like take a ride back in history, man. Those were those guys. And so now Cheyenne's gone. You know, the PBR is still red hot. You know, and so is MMA. You know, MMA, UFC, they don't, you know, if you follow that, they won't, you know, they won't touch politics. They stay the hell out of it. And because most of those MMA guys are conservatives. Most cowboys are conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most bikers are.
Oh, absolutely. So is the military. Why do you think they're going through the military now with a fine comb?
Yeah, Whedon guys.
Anybody checking their social postings, any white person that has posted anything, you know, liking Trump, I think, will be whittled out of it. Mm. They're going to change our military extremely to a left bent basis.
You made me think.
That's the one area that's always been strong American. And that's the one area I think the Democrat Party, or I'll just say the Uniparty, fears the most. And that's the one area that they are going to pick and really twist hard to go to a left bend, so they know they have their back the next for whatever they go forward, whether it's constitutional or non-constitutional.
Remember, it happened. There's aftermaths where military changes and re-changes again. There's a very good call. Very good call, because I hadn't thought about what you had said, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Maybe that is the reason why they don't want these people there. There's a reason they don't want them there, and I don't know if it was a show of patriotic force, but what you say is that many of these guys will be wearing and flying Trump flags, and it would be. And maybe
I'll see them wearing hats. I'll see a ton of Trump hats. More so than flags.
Yeah, no. Anytime you stop at a biker place anymore, that's all there. But it's the same thing. The fireworks. I like what you said about that too. Good call.
I'm going to say one last thing. I'm going to say that they are going to look down on any person that wears an American flag on their hat.
Hmm. Wow. What do you do for real? What do you do for a living?
I'm in the medical.
Okay. Good call. Really, Jim, call of the week, man. Thanks. And we're only first part of the week. Thanks, man, again.
All right. You do well.
Appraisal for all those valuables tucked away in your basement. You could be sitting on a fortune. My friend David Ellison Cherry Creek pays top dollar for diamonds and gold and silver, sterling silver and wedding bands, Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. He's my friend. David offers confidential valuations on estate sale, jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation, free appraisal, private and confidential. You're looking to buy a gift for somebody special. See David Ellis for the best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom. The black awning is on at 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek. Go to davidellisjewelry.com, davidellisjewelry.com. Call David at 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. Park and walk in 3rd and Clayton 6 days a week, and David is there.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Text the studio directly on the 710 KNUS app. Get it free at the App Store or Google Play.
Tuesday morning, everyone. It is 7:31, 29 before the hour. 710 KNUS. That was a great call. I was sitting there thinking about it afterward. Very well could be. 58 and maybe some afternoon rain. 60 tomorrow, maybe some afternoon rain, too. 303-696-1971. Let me do this. A great slide. This comes through Alan Stack. I'm showing Billy the picture. So this guy, we get him on a radio show, and we went to bull riding school together, and he shows up at over at Allen's, and he's getting new glasses. He said, I got this picture for Peter, and Alan Stack sends me the picture. I think it's 1978, maybe, but there's David Allen, who I talked to yesterday now, is retired. He was the media guy for the PRCA. There's me standing there, and then JR, he's standing there. This guy's bucking one out. There's a guy clowning. We're in a snowstorm. What a picture. So we'll get the guy on a radio show. That's from Stack. So Stack Optical, local business here in Denver since 1968. They continue to offer personalized service and extraordinary care. If you've got difficult prescriptions, they can help. All my glasses. I'm going to ride motorcycles this weekend and skiing, ski goggles, readers. Alan has it all. And I'm amazed this guy shows up at Stack Optical. How many years later says, here's a picture. And it's real legit. We're all standing there. And it's like, this guy's bucking out a bull, and I'm leaning on it. New lenses, quick turnaround time. See the man. What it is now, they're locked down. This is so smart. They're 2233 South Monaco Parkway near South Monaco and Evans. They're open by appointment only because they want to do it because of the pandemic. This is so smart. 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. You make the appointment. And 11 o'clock Friday or 1 o'clock Saturday, whatever it is, Monday, 2 o'clock. You go to the parking, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, knock on the door. They see you. They open the door, bring you and a significant other in, close the door, lock it again, whatever you need to do. 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. Easy to find, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, South Monaco and Evans. We go to Brian. Brian, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. That was a great call.
This guy was really good. It made me think I'm writing notes, so please, yeah.
I could hear you thinking. And it's good because, you know, this is what the Biden administration is so dangerous right now. And when we have due process is gone, you know, Obama tried to do this socialism thing with charm and get everybody on board, and it got completely rejected. And I think the left realized at that point, we can't do it with charm. We have to do it by ultimately force. And it starts with labeling people, and then now it's going into intimidation. And then now they're actually due process rights by keeping them in jail. Ever since that rally, there's people being held in prison and without any due process. That is probably, we should be shouting that from the rooftops. What's going on here? And no, it doesn't seem like anybody's talking about that. And these permits getting pulled, you're going to see a slow shift to forcing people into this. And that's, I mean, it's already starting to happen. And there's a movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. It's called Enemy of the State.
Oh, I know the movie. It was a play. It was original.
No, the NSA has been tracking people since the 50s, and what they did to Will Smith in that movie, they're doing that to millions. They're tracking and surveilling millions of Americans to use something against them in the future when they resist this movement.
After 9/11, when Bush brings together Homeland Security, and there was an allowability to look anywhere, anytime, any place. One of the parts of the Constitution is you have the right, you know, not to have troops quartered in your home, you know, all the stuff we've talked about. You have all of these rights and privileges that are not given to you by the state, but are given to you to defend yourself by your birth. And I've asked this question for 15 years, where are we going, where are we headed? And there's a thing today that I focus on called the media state. And I would no more trust front range media to tell me what time it is. But we are in this cabal right now of craziness. And when I have a friend who told me that they were attempting to vaccinate children in schools without telling their parents. But if you go back, for birth control or those kinds of things, or getting an abortion, a girl could go to a school and ask or be told about abortion or getting an abortion, and her parents were to never know. And that's really where some of this stuff begins. I don't know. I'm just not that smart.
Well, Pete, we have rights until a pandemic. Then all of a sudden, you can take away people's civil liberties.
Oh, sure.
Because it's under safety, and not only take them away, you can fast track it.
But it's
you
been
can
done.
Fast track people's rights.
I mean, it's been
away,
done.
But they're never coming back though. The ones they're taking away, they're not going to give them back. That's the thing. When the government takes it away, it doesn't give us back. And the second point I had was just let's stop focusing on the Trump supporters that believe the election was stolen. Let's start focusing on what Biden's doing on a daily basis. Yeah. His administration's more dangerous than what I believe about the election, about the election.
The problem is, and this was my conversation with Randy yesterday, Randy's on the show Friday, is issues have to be settled before you can move on. And that really is the principal problem right now internally in the Republican Party. And it's not going to stop it. And before those issues must find ground someplace. And then,
but Pete, what does it matter?
Oh,
if
matters to them
about the election.
No, it matters.
I know, but what does that matter going forward? Those people.
But how do you get independent?
Let's
stop,
I'm
please. Stop,
them.
Please. How do you bring independence into this movement where you're still believing? And this is my argument with Randy yesterday. It's been my on-air argument with everybody. You're not going to
want their civil liberties taken away.
Brian, please. They're not barring it. They're not going to vote for this craziness.
They're not going to vote for.
Listen to me, Brian.
Know what's going on with their civil liberties.
Brian.
They're not going to vote for that either.
Brian, listen to me again.
It's a choice.
Brian, listen to me again. Elections are one in the middle. They're not one. You are going to be a Republican till the cows come home, as is Randy and Chuck Bonnewell, and I'll give you a lineup of people. But that's not going to win you. But if you lie to voters about different things, people are going to turn away. It has happened. And this is why the great sadness is what Randy and I talked about yesterday. We're going to try and do something on Friday, and I want to get permission to bring some people on this radio show. We have to settle this, because if we don't, there is this mythical people that I talk about, that a married family with a car payment, a mortgage payment, and the guy's having a hard time, a woman's worried about her kids in school and all this kind of stuff. You can't come up with some snake oil and then ask them to come with you. You have to, and these two women that are running this party right now, I got a lot of faith in them. But everybody has to drop their hands. And there's 2 years. And that's like, it's a lifetime in politics and a very short time in reality. But how are you going to reach out and win? How are you going to defeat Jared Polis? Can you? I mean, I have people tell me you can't. And I'm not one of those. I think, all intents and purposes, Cory Gardner should have been able to beat should have beaten John Hickenlooper. We've been over this a thousand. I think you were a caller on it. But we have to find a way.
We focus on how dangerous they are,
but
not on how much we disagree one topic.
That's my point. My point is, however, that is a platform now as a litmus test to be a Republican. To be a member, listen, I've been called a communist. I've been called, you can't believe the things I've been called. And I think, you really believe that? And apparently they do. There's a plank in that platform that has to be dealt with. And while this continues to be sold or told, and you're not going to bring anybody to you to win if you continue to do this. And I'm telling you straight up, and that's just the truth. And I agree with you.
And I agree with that notion that we're not going to bring people to the middle. But I think if we concentrate on that more than what the damage is being done to this state and this country right now.
But right now,
under the guise of safety.
But the litmus test.
There's tons of independents we can get more
That's
upset
right.
about Polis than we can
That's
try
right.
to believe that the election was stolen.
I know, but I'm not the one. Look, this generates every day. This isn't something. This started in November, and it's not let up. And I'll tell you what, it's a burden. You know, when the Newsmax thing happens and all these things happen, I told Billy, I said, you know, like, you leave the radio station, you're going, why can't I get through? And I have lunch with Randy, and I'm looking at Randy, who I love dearly. I'm looking at Randy like, you know, so tomorrow we're going to have his guy on the show, and Friday Randy's going to be on the show. But it has to come together, as the Beatles said. It has to come together. If it doesn't come together, the state's lost. And if people still don't, the litmus test to whether or not you're a good conservative is whether or not you believe whatever it is you believe. And that can't be. It has to be eradicated. And I think that Donald Trump ferments it. I think he keeps it going. I think, you know, I'm no fan of Liz Cheney. I'm no fan of Mitt Romney. But I was a, you know, I mean, you know, you just get pounded and pounded and pounded. And pretty soon you go, man, I just can't do this. Because the truth is, you know, the truth is in the eye of the beholder. But unless you take the gloves off and put your hands down, you're not going to win that family in North Carolina. You're not going to—I mean, I'm telling you, for everything I believe in my heart, there's no reason on God's green earth that John Hickenlooper should have won. But he did.
Oh, my God.
But he did.
Yeah,
and
here's the thing, Pete, and I know you believe this to the day you're going to die. Nobody knows the real truth about the election.
Well,
nobody does.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
I can honestly— say
right, let it go then.
And because I believe that doesn't mean I'm not a good Republican.
I'm not
it doesn't
saying.
Mean, I mean,
Brian,
it doesn't mean
Brian,
I'm a crazy.
Brian,
I just believe what I believe.
I understand that. And there's and, this. There's
you know,
this.
Dr. Pulitzer, have you read his stuff on voting?
No.
He's been a voting expert.
No.
He said you'd have to believe in more anomalies.
Well,
multiple
but
anomalies
that, but that
occurring.
But that doesn't prove.
I know, but but I know, but you'd have to believe in multiple anonymous.
Well, look,
if you take an election expert for 20 years, who's
we've had election
not
experts.
Only states, but
wait,
counties.
Listen, we've had election experts on the front. Look, here's the thing about experts. I'll give you the last
this
comment.
Is an expert, though.
I got experts. So have our guys. It's called this. This is what makes me crazy about talk radio. You go get your retired admiral. I'll go get my retired general. You go get your retired senator. I'll go get my retired senator. It goes nowhere. What this has to do, for the sake of my grandson and your children, other people's children, this has to end. Because believe me, when I tell
you, we end by not talking about it anymore and move on to the real stuff. But that's how it ends. You want to purge everybody and make them believe what
I don't
want
to purge anybody. Look, right now,
I want to move on to the danger that's
listen,
occurring.
All I'm told now is wait for Arizona. People get beaten back so many times. And
I'm not saying that, Pete.
I know you are.
I'm not saying wait for Arizona.
I know
I'm
you're
saying,
not.
Let's move on away
I know
from,
you're not, but the GOP is.
Calling out Republicans the GOP, who believe something.
So, listen to me, Brian. The GOP is.
Who's doing it? We need to move on to what Biden.
Thank you. Thank
Biden's
you.
Doing.
I agree.
Okay.
Then tell your friends.
And that's the only time, Pete, I agree with a lot that you say. We don't agree all the time, which
doesn't
is
matter.
Why I listen.
I mean.
But I just want us to come together, and I think we have a different view on how we do that.
And I want you to know this. I mean, you've called, and we've beat each other, but I got to tell you something. I love your spirit. You got a heart. It means a lot. Take care.
I want us to come together, though, Pete.
I do, too.
Focus on
I'm bringing
what,
Randy. Randy's coming in Friday.
Focus on what the damage is and not focus on
Randy,
what we're doing eternally.
Randy's coming in
you know,
Friday.
I mean, it has to be brought up, but let's put more focus on the damage that Polis is
Look,
doing.
Look, I've lived off of Polis and Hickenlooper, and I've lived off of Hancock, and I've lived off of these people. What do you want me to do, open a vein? I have pointed it out. But you know why they got beat? They got beat because of the Republican Party. Apologizing means
I'm
nothing.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Well, you don't think the Republican Party wasn't behind what happened to Cory Gardner?
Yes.
All right. I got a break. We're coming back. 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Peter Boyles. News Talk 710 KNUS.
It's a Tuesday, everyone. We're going to move quick. Brian Gray joins us from Alpine Planning, running the gun. My boy, good morning. What do we got?
Good morning, Pete. Let's get you back on track here. We got some interesting news that came out yesterday, obviously. The big news, Bill and Melinda Gates, they're calling it quits.
Yep.
That's $146 billion sitting out there with no prenup.
No prenup.
Agreement.
No prenup. Woo!
Yeah, so most of them start out friendly, but as we get going down the road, typically divorces get nasty, especially when you're talking this kind of money. You got the Dow down 171 points today, NASDAQ's down 244, and the S&P's down 33. Investors are waiting today for comments from Janet Yellen on the state of earnings. Earnings are what have been driving the market here lately, so we want to see with all this news with Microsoft and Gates, even though it only accounts for 20% of his overall income or his assets, we want to keep an eye on it. But as always, Pete, if people want to get that second opinion, give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you at Alpine Planning Group.
What would you tell Bill Gates?
You're in trouble.
303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust. I'll call you when the radio show's over this morning, Brian. Thanks, man.
All right, Pete. See you.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Billy just told me the CU professor, John Eastman, who was there at the Trump rally, who was being defended by Randy and Chuck Bonnewell, is on the show tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. The CU professor who they're trying to strip, John Eastman, will be with us tomorrow here on 710 KNUS. Billy, what are we going to do here? We have time, or are we going to go, or are we going to rock, or what do you want to do? Take one call. Blaine, you're on the radio show. Good morning, and thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Time, or good. Sorry, it's my radio off. I don't know how much time you got there, but just a perspective. I just turned 42, and I just kind of look back at patterns of the country and the two-party system. And, you know, I think the Republican Party is at a huge crossroads right now in terms of the age of the average age of the party and the upcoming generations and what they value. And I think there's a lot that's been lost in the social media shuffle, the revolution of it.
Let me do this. Your call's so good, Blaine. Hold on. I want to lead with you out of the box as we continue tomorrow. And then Randy's in studio on Friday. We're trying to get papal dispensation for people to appear also. Tuesday morning, it's going to be, well, it's beautiful right now. Rain's allegedly coming back. 710 KNUS. Hold on, everybody. Radio Free Denver while it lasts.